It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. A reminder from emergency services agencies that you are asked to avoid burning for the next day or so because we're looking at higher winds and dry conditions, and that's a bad combination. So if you can avoid burning, that would be appreciated. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Two people were injured in a crash at the Illinois Routes 3233 junction northwest of Effingham Wednesday afternoon. Effingham County Sheriff's Office investigated the crash, which occurred at 4:19 p.m. 16-year-old Leila Wright of Beecher City was attempting to turn from Route 32 onto Route 33. Meanwhile, 33-year-old Elizabeth Hartke of Beecher City was westbound on Route 33. Deputies report that Wright thought Hartke was slowing down to turn onto Route 32, and Wright attempted to turn onto Route 33. Hartke, meanwhile, continued westbound on 33, and Wright collided with Hartke, causing airbag deployment. Hartke was injured and was taken to HSHS St. Anthony's for treatment. Wright was treated by EMS personnel at the crash scene. No citations were issued. Tautopolis Village board members this week approved a resurfacing and realignment project on Oak Street. Effingham Asphalt was awarded the project for just over $429,000. The work will include improvements to driveways along State Street. The board approved a plat of Prummer and Tegler subdivision and issued a liquor license to Los Arcos, a restaurant scheduled to open Saturday in the former Subway building. Board members renewed their annual $1,000 payment to Effingham County CEO, tabled a decision on purchasing an emergency siren for the village's south side and repair of the siren by the junior high school building, and donated $2,500 to the Effingham County Public Transportation System operated by CEFS. Tautopolis board members also voted to hire Adian Niemerg, Michael Habing, Paul Huber, and Jake Prupst as seasonal employees, with Huber to be paid $16 an hour and Niemerg, Habing, and Prupst to be paid $15 an hour. North Clay school board members were updated this week on the district construction project. Superintendent Keith Price said pouring of concrete on the outside is underway, including the new Circle Drive, completion of the stone paneling on the exterior of the addition, completion of the new gym floor, completion of the new tower bathrooms, and painting in the new ag shop. Upcoming work over the next few weeks will include installation of the new gym bleachers, completion of flooring in the gym lobby and hallway following the bleacher installation, and going over the project punch list. The board approved summer school and summer learning programs for 2025, renewed membership in the IHSA for the coming school year, and granted Price authority to start work on the budget for the next fiscal year. The North Clay Board accepted the resignation of Patrick Mapes as high school PE teacher and high school girls assistant basketball coach as of the end of the school year, accepted the resignation of Dustin Spicer as custodian effective immediately, accepted the resignation of Kathy Smith as junior high school head cheerleading coach effective immediately, and authorized the hiring of non-certified staff as necessary, and agreed to hire an additional full-time custodian. They had a part-time custodian resign. It was decided to replace that person with a full-time custodian. North Clay board members also approved the calendar for the coming school year, with teacher institutes August 12th and 13th, and the first student attendance day, August 14th. South Central school board members are having to make changes at the administrative level. It's because the board accepted a letter of intent to retire from Superintendent Kerry Hurtis. That's effective June 30, 2026. The board approved Sarah Rose as assistant superintendent for the coming school year and approved her to be the superintendent for the 26-27 school year. The board also approved Jake Skabinski as the elementary principal for the 25-26 school year. South Central board members approved the school calendar for the coming school year. They renewed policies with First Agency for voluntary student insurance and AIG for catastrophic insurance. They also made their annual payments to the ballparks in the district. They approved Kinmundy Lions Club ball field of $2,000, Village of Horina ball field of $1,000, and Kinmundy Area Sports Complex of $2,000. South Central Board also approved Brittany Kramer as the assistant elementary principal for the coming year. They also approved leaves of absence for Amy Wilkins, Amy Moore, and Bethany Lowry. They approved the resignation of Mandy Ruhall, effective at the end of the school year. And they approved a letter of resignation from Brittany Garrett as a certified teacher, Beta Club sponsor, and Web Tech coordinator. That's effective at the end of the school year. A note from the Effingham County Clerk's Office that a public test of the scan equipment used in the process of counting ballots after an election is today. That test will be conducted by the County Clerk's Office. It'll be on the first floor of the County Office Building at 9 o'clock this morning. Anybody interested is invited to be there. One of the governor's top legislative priorities for this year has hit a roadblock in the General Assembly. Capital News Illinois reports a bill that would let community colleges offer four-year bachelor's degree programs in certain high-demand fields failed to move out of a legislative committee this week. Today is the deadline for most non-budget bills to pass out of committees, although that deadline's not always strictly observed. State Representative Katie Stewart, who chairs the House Higher Education Committee, said some four-year universities are concerned the plan could lead to duplication of programs that the universities already offer. A spokesman for Pritzker says the governor remains hopeful that a compromise can be negotiated before the end of the session in May. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
You're busy. We get it. You need to be able to bank from anywhere, anytime. And you can with LLCU Digital Banking. It's like having an LLCU teller, loan officer, or financial counselor at your fingertips. Make mobile deposits, check balances, pay bills, pay friends, check your credit score, apply for a loan, even make a budget, all from your desktop or mobile device. We know you're busy, so take us with you. Visit llcu.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you toss and turn all night long? Are you achy and tired every morning? Then it's time to get a new mattress from WS Broom. During Broom's mattress clearance sale, you can get a great mattress at even better price. Save on gel foam, pocketed coil, and hybrid sets. Save on plush, firm, and two-sided sets. Spare bedroom and kids mattresses are on sale too. And Broom's has adjustable bases and luxury pillows for even more custom comfort. Hurry to WS Broom in downtown Effingham and sleep great tonight.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. How can we help you? We really mean it. We stock over 300 vehicles to shop from. Three buildings on one site to service your vehicle quickly. From oil change to new tires or major repairs such as engine or transmission replacement. Also, if your vehicle's dirty or just needs a coat of wax, attention to detail is on site and willing to work with your schedule for full or partial details, including spray and bed liners. Again, Northside Ford is here to help. Just tell us how and when. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
Red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Here's a look at deaths on this Friday. A celebration of life for 84-year-old Carolyn Kleinick of Toledo will be Sunday. That'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. in the American Legion in Neoga for Carolyn Kleinick. Graveside Military writes an interment for John Michael or Bake Baker, 69, of St. Peter, will be Monday at 2 o'clock at St. Michael's Cemetery in Sigel. That for John Michael or Bake Baker. A celebration of life for Clara Brown, 73, of Watson, will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Watson Baptist Church in Watson. Visitation for Clara Brown will be from 4 to 7 tonight at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Here's a look at our forecast. Increasing clouds, a high today near 60, and breezy. Winds from the south at 5 to 10. They're going to pick up to 15 to 20 this afternoon. Could see wind gusts close to 40 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing, a low tonight of 38, and winds gusting to 30. Saturday, sunny and a high of 54 and winds at about 20 miles an hour at times. Saturday night, rain likely after the midnight hour. Increasing clouds, a low of 42, winds to 20 and maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain. And then Sunday rain through the noon hour, a high of 61, winds gusting to 25 miles an hour, maybe another half to three quarters of an inch of rain possible. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.